This is Dwan Reese King interviewing Frank Smith for the West Indian Carnival Documentation Project. Today is July 21st, 1994, and the clinks we hear in the background are the restaurant. We're sitting here at Junior's Restaurant on a very hot and muggy day. So, if we can just get started. Can you tell me where you're from?
I am from Trinidad and Tobago, West Indies.
Okay, did you grow up there? Did you spend most of your time growing up there?
Yes, I grew up there. I came here when I was in my 30s.
Okay. Why did you decide to move to New York?
I decided to come to New York because my father was living here. He was getting old, and I came to assist him.
Mm-hmm. What were your first impressions of New York? Did you come to Brooklyn directly?
Directly. Came directly from the airport to Brooklyn.
Oh, you did? And what was your first impression?
And the first impression, I was kind of scared.
Why is that?
Because first time in a big city, and looking at the, when you go to the cinema, seeing the buildings and so on, and the comic book, and two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get adjusted to that type of environment.
Okay. What's your connection to Carnival? How do you participate in Brooklyn's West Indian Carnival?
Mr. Zama asked me to bring my tent to the Brooklyn Museum, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got deeply involved with the Carnival.
Now, when you say tent, is this a calypso tent?
It's the calypso tent. They call it tent, but it's really men that are singing. And anywhere that, because the calypsonians are performing, it's considered a tent, calypso tent.
Okay. So did you do this prior to when Carnival was established in Brooklyn?
No.
You didn't?
Yes.
You didn't. How did you start doing calypso? Why did Mr. Lazama approach you about starting up a tent in the first place? Or how did he find you?
Well, Carnival in Trinidad, with all calypso, there's no Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have calypso with Carnival. Therefore, he decided that through the fact I was doing the tent, it would put better flavor to the Carnival.
Okay.
We decided to bring the tent in.
Okay. So you were doing a tent before Carnival officially started.
Correct.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Carnival was like in Trinidad or how you participated there when you were growing up?
Well, to be honest, the way that I get myself involved in Carnival in Trinidad is by going to see exactly on the day, being a spectator. I never played mass in my life.
Okay.
But I love calypso, I always listen to calypso. From small, I always promote, always have some affair going, so therefore it's part of me.
So in bringing a calypso tent, were you just primarily the organizer, or did you sing or participate, or what did that actually mean?
I had my business, the Rainbow Terrace, and I promote the calypso. I was a promoter.
So what do you do as a promoter?
Organize calypsonians to sing.
Okay. Did you ever participate in Harlem's Carnival before?
No.
Did you know of it? Were you aware of it?
Yes, I was aware of it, but I never had
any fun. Any specific reason?
No.
It just didn't?
No, never. I forgot it in Brooklyn that all the Californians, Calypso itself was now coming to New York.
Right. Around.
And that's the reason why I honestly got involved with the Calypso, Calypsonians.
Mm-hmm.
Sparrow and Coco and all these guys back in my hand.
Okay.
The best.
How have Have you been promoting for the carnival ever since it started in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Okay, so how has it changed over the years?
Well, I really can't say exactly the changes. I really haven't seen any. All I know, there's more people coming towards the carnival, and that's about it.
How has your job changed over the years, or the Calypso tents, or the people who get involved?
Well, honestly, there were no changes at all. Everything was just the same. No changes.
Mm-hmm.
The people, every year, it became bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger. So who are some of the acts that you promote today? Who do you promote today as far as, or how does, what if you were telling somebody exactly what it is that you do when you bring in tents for carnival, how would you describe that?
Well, I would describe it as how we would say in Trinidad, a form of what you call a calypso tent. You seek out the best calypsonians, plus the young calypsonians to give them a chance in life, and you put them together, and you form the tent. That's the idea.
So the people who participate, is it different every year?
It is different every year.
It is?
Different singers, young singers coming up who would like to have a chance,
mm-hmm.
Like a showcase them, that people see it. That's the way. And I brought up a lot of people.
Do you seek people out, or do they seek you out, or is it kind of a little bit of both?
They come to me and ask me to give them a chance. And I definitely did that. Give a lot of credit to them.
Okay. Well, let's stop a little bit because I want you to get your chance to eat your food while it's still hot. So we're going to temporarily suspend this interview, but we shall return. Okay, we're continuing the interview with Frank Smith, and just want to ask you a few more questions about carnival and your participation in it. We've already established that you promote and you bring Calypso tents to carnival. Are there other ways that you participate come Labor Day with the other festivities that go on? Or?
A couple of years ago, I tried to bring out my own carnival band.
Oh, okay.
I did try. That's the only time in all the years that I took that chance.
Mm-hmm. How did that work out?
I lost a lot of money.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So you probably haven't done it since then?
No, I haven't done it since then. I leave it to someone who have the knowledge. I am a promoter of Calypso. I'm not a Calypso band. No, not a Calypso band. A carnival band organizer.
Oh. What was the hardest part about trying to organize a band?
Getting people to work for you. Because I cannot do that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
Making costumes. That was the hardest part in bringing the band. You have to depend on these people.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they say, you do, otherwise you're in trouble.
Now, did you try to look for people locally, or did you go elsewhere?
Local men in Brooklyn that knows about making costumes.
Mm-hmm. So did you get to march in the parade, or it just...
Yeah, we did go to Eastern Parkway, but we had a lot of misfortune. Music breaking down, all kind of problems.
Oh. So you said no more.
I said no more. Stick to what you could do.
So when you do the Calypso tents, how do they fit in with the Labor Day Carnival? Where do they set up? What day? Are they around every day? Or can you just tell
me? Well,
before
Labor Day comes, a week before Labor Day, and Labor Day is the climax. 7 nights before Labor Day, every night, we have the tent open and Californians singing. Last night, which is the Friday night, that's the climax of carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go into the carnival the following day.
Okay.
So no carnival, no part of the world will be successful unless they have tenth to Cayman.
Right, right. Now, do you go to Trinidad on a regular basis, or just to see what's going on there, or?
No, to be honest.
Really? When's the last time you've been down there?
About 2 years ago.
Okay. Now, do you go to other carnivals?
Yes.
Which ones?
Brazil.
Brazil? And I saw something on your service station, like you've organized a bus tour to Toronto.
Yes, this is my 16th year on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But over 20 years, I'm going to the caravan with different organizations.
How would you compare Toronto's carnival to the one here in Brooklyn?
Toronto carnival right now is organized in a way that the facility they have, which is a stadium, which we don't have here, that it could take the mass into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the best way the carnival is organized in Toronto, having a stadium.
I've heard talk that people are interested in trying to have some kind of stadium here for Brooklyn's carnival, that people think, the suggestions how carnival can move into the 21st century, that there needs to be a stadium, or then there are other people who say that, you know, maybe they should just lengthen the parade route, but other kind of alternatives. Do you have any perspective on that?
Well, I would suggest if they have a stadium, and the bands could go into the stadium, people could sit and enjoy the band. On the street, so crowded with all everybody mixing into the band, you cannot see if you hear the band. And this is Brooklyn Mass. Everybody is in the band.
Now, Trinidad's carnival, is it in a stadium or is it outdoors?
In Trinidad, there's a big park where the band, when the band go on stage parade.
Okay.
There's no one there, but just the costume. On the street, also people are not allowed to go into the band on the street neither, because it's been roped around.
Mm-hmm.
And they have guards and so on, so everybody's outside the band.
But that's something that's harder to control here, I guess.
It's very hard to control here in New York.
Well, what are the things, what does carnival mean to you, as you know, being someone from Trinidad and part of your culture?
Well, carnival means a lot to me, due to the fact that I grew up seeing carnival and look forward to seeing it every year. It's a big festival. It's a time when everybody could relax and give off the hot air. So I love my carnival.
Do you think it gets enough respect in New York City, or recognition, I should say?
So far, I think they're getting enough respect, but the only thing, as I said, is the control, meaning that the public, there's no control, they just do what they want, go into the band and disorganize them. You cannot see the beauty of the mass. That's the only disrespect I would say in New York.
So how would you solve, if you were asked for a solution to that problem, what would you suggest?
Well, due to the route that we have at present, I don't see how they could stop that. Thousands of people in the streets, it would be very hard to control.
I would guess that it's very hard because it's a public thoroughfare.
It's a public thoroughfare.
And how can you stop people from coming on the
parade? Taking part in it. Mm-hmm. It would be very hard.
Who, in your opinion, are the most important people involved in a carnival?
Well, so far, Mr. Nizama, Joyce Comer, Harold Payne, I consider them as leaders in the carnival field.
So do you work closely with Wyatha, or are you what kind of relationship?
Yes, I have a good relationship with him. Many years. As I said before, I used to take part with my children.
How about your children? Are they involved? Are they interested? Do they like to attend carnival? Your children or your grandchildren?
Well, my children was born here.
Yeah.
And they like the West Indian taste of jumping up. So they do take part in the carnival.
Do you find that they might have a different perspective than you do because they were born in the United States and not in Trinidad?
No, well, due to the fact that at home, we still maintain the culture, the habits. Growing up, teaching them the right way, discipline. So they follow that way of life.
Now, do they play mass or?
No, just jump in the band. And, you know.
How about your wife? Did she ever?
No.
Just not the cup of tea.
We are married for 49 years.
Oh.
She's a fight lady. I am the man who goes out there.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say on the record about your experiences with Carnival or as a promoter or any of your other activities?
Well, all I could wish Nizam and his group the best for 94 and hope that 95, whatever stumbling block in the way they'll be able to remove it and go forward. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, I think this ends the interview, if you don't have anything else you want to include.
Not at present.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was a false ending. We're going to continue the interview for a few more minutes because I wanted to ask you a few more questions about some of your other activities. In reading this bio, it says something here that you established Rainbow Terrace. Can you tell me a little bit about that, what that is?
Rainbow Terrace is a nightclub that I put together due to the fact that there were no place suitable for the immigrants coming into the country from the Caribbean, a decent place for them to go. It was only basements and so on. So I invested my money up there. I never made any money. I provided a place decent so you can go.
So would different acts come in and perform, or is this place
different
for people
acts,
to gather? Excuse me.
Different acts came in, and besides the Calypsonians, I had different American groups perform.
Now, how long did that go on, or is it still in existence?
No, I had the Rainbow Chairs for over like 15 years.
Okay, okay. And you started that in 1978?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Would you mind sharing with me, just because it seems like you've been very active in promoting West Indians in the community, and what's your perspective on the Caribbean community here in Brooklyn? I mean, what do you find that's special about it, or its strengths?
Well, I would say the reason why I am interested in the West Indian community is because we are far away from home, and we try to keep close to each other. And the only way we can get close to each other, stay with each other, is by promoting our culture. That is the main reason why I did it.
Is that one of the reasons why you settled in Brooklyn, because there were other people here as well, or?
No, unfortunately, in those days when I started, it was very, very, very hard. People had no money, and I was a fortunate person, worked very hard, I was able to put my hands on some money. So that's why I did.
Are there any other activities that you're working on that you'd like to just share with me? some of the variety of things that you're doing?
Well, right now I'm doing the Fulton Street Festival, 25 blocks from Clawson Avenue to Flatbush Avenue, after Labor Day, the 18th of September. And what we do, we use the mask from the Labor Day Parade, just a big costume, king, queens, and individuals.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I don't use bands because I cannot carry.
Oh, okay.
So I just use a big costume, so it looks very, very beautiful, different kings and queens clothes.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like a continuation of...
Yeah.
Now, have you been doing that for years now, or how long?
No, this is my second year.
Oh, okay.
Second year, and I also do calypso, and have cabins performing, and dances and so on, folks dancing, and different type of Caribbean culture.
Mm-hmm. What was the idea behind doing this? What was the goal, or what was the idea? Why did
you... There was no goal behind it. I just figured that we should have something. And I said I would have something different from Eastern Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do that type of parade.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it this the Fulton Street?
The Fulton Street Fest.
Fulton Street Fest. Is that primarily for Caribbeans or for all
people?
No,
it's multicultural.
Multicultural. So you have other groups, organizations involved?
Any group coming, they are welcome.
Sounds like a tremendous amount of work. Do you have people helping you?
Yes, I have people helping me. A lot of...
Was it hard to get started and get permission to get that going? Was it hard to get started or get permission?
No. We got a permit easily,
mm-hmm.
and just put it together. And the first year it came off, they were surprised. They never thought we had something.
Oh.
And this year is going to be tremendous. But everybody's looking forward to coming.
I look forward to coming. Is it for the weekends or 2 days?
No,
or just one?
Just one day.
Just
Sunday.
Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think that covers all the extra questions. So this time, this really is the end.
This is the real end.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.